Blog Talk Radio.
And his wheels a burning fire. Now, that sounds like a spacecraft to me, a fiery furnace over 2,000 years ago, and man has been setting up a fiery furnace, I think, around 1965, because I noticed that when President Kennedy was president back in 1965, I was a child. And he said that we were going to go to the moon by 1970, I think. He gave it a certain amount of time. And we did go to the moon. Maybe it was 1969. But America has a fiery furnace, so does other nations. A fiery scream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I have read to you from Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. I want you to read that, because some of you are still saying Jesus was right, and you told me that lie, that a white man was over everything, but that's a lie. Here is the Bible. I want you to read. It says the Ancient of Days. I want you to read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and it tells you that he has woolly hair, and I have woolly hair. That's talking about a black man. I want you to get it straight. I don't want you to be like the woman was in Chicago, and I was looking at UNIC trying to tell people Jesus is a black man, and I'm telling you that I was told a lie from in Sunday school from years ago. But I am telling you that maybe our people were afraid at that time to say Jesus was a black man or is a black man. The Ancient of Days is a black man. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me. I don't think I'm wrong. I want you all to turn to Revelation. Write this down. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. And read about his son. His son was black too and had woolly hair. In this Bible, if you start reading it, there is nowhere in it, yes it does, mention about a white man. It was white people that killed our Father in heaven, that killed Jesus. So I want you to read Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. In fact, I want you to read all of 7 and all of 8 and as well as 9. You learn so much from reading the Bible yourself. The people, the preachers doesn't have the time to teach you all that's in there. So do it while Jesus has given you an opportunity. And most of you are much better readers than I. I want you to read it for yourself. Now, I am in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13 is where I left off last Friday, chapter 13, verse 19. Well, I will pick up from in a few moments from now. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Tells you to keep, remember the Sabbath, says to keep it holy and rest. I want you to know that's the day of rest, and you should keep the Sabbath day holy. If you don't know, Saturday is the seventh day. It's called the Sabbath day. And it's a Saturday. I want you to know that. You learned something. You're learning something today. I also want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5. Excuse me, sheep. I really do need to get myself some water. Excuse me while I walk to my refrigerator and get myself some water. I certainly have disease that's going on in China right now. I read to you sheep last week where it tells you in Matthew 24. Hold on, sheep, while I drink some water. I have taken a drink of water, 3 or 4 cups, 3 or 4 swigs of water. So now maybe I can continue. I want you to read the book Deuteronomy, chapter 5. Verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. In fact, you can read the whole chapters, all of the books in Deuteronomy, as well as in Exodus. But I want you to know what the Ten Commandments says. In both of those books, Deuteronomy and in Exodus, you can find the Ten Commandments. And our Father says that not one iota of the Bible will be lost. So those books are in the Old Testament. And some of you, I don't know where you get the mind not to read the Old Testament, but you should read it. You should know everything that our Father gave to the prophets to write in his book, his Bible. He tells us those things that we can live by. Now, today, my book says, my computer says that we are to read Samuel chapter 11, 10 and 11, but we have passed that. We have read to Samuel chapter 13, and I stopped last time in Samuel 13, verse 19. That's where I stopped, and I will pick up here today and read as much as my father will allow me to read. Excuse me. For blowing my nose to 1 Samuel chapter 13, and I will start reading at verse 19. Follow me. Now, there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. A smith, that means a person that works on, like in an iron shop. He will make horseshoes and sharpen your tools or whatever. You know, a smith, that's what a smith is. Like, he works with iron. What the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his shear in ice pick, not an ice pick, but a pick, and his axe in his net clock. A net clock is like his shears or his plow shears. Verse 21. Yet they had a fowl for the net clock and for the culture, and for the fox, and for the axes, and to sharpen the cords. And it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and Jonathan was his son, was there found. I need to read that over because I don't understand it myself. Verse 22, again, I'll read it. So it was to come to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. And the garrison, a garrison is like troops of the Philistines went out to the passage of Mishmash. That is the reading of chapter 10. Let me start reading chapter 14. Hopefully I will do better. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, is telling you that Saul has a son by the name of Jonathan. And unto the young man that bare his armor came, come, let us go over to the Philistine garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Saul went, tarried. Tarried means to wait. In the uttermost part of Gibeah, in the pomegranate, under a pomegranate tree, which is in, and the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahio, the son of Ahitub, and Shobal, that's spelled I-C-H-A-B-O-L, apostrophe S. Let me spell it again. I-C-H-A-B-O-D, apostrophe S, brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest, in Shiloh, were wearing a ephod, and the people knew that Jonathan was gone. And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines garrison, there was a sharp rock on which the one side and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez, and that's spelled B-O-Z-E-Z, and the name of the other, Shino, that's spelled S-I-N-E-H, forefront of the one was situated northward over against Mishmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And that's spelled G-I-B-E-A-H. As Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. The Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Then they, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then Jonathan, behold, pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. if they say, thus unto us, tarry, that means to wait, or wait until we come to you, then we will still I think I left off at chapter 7. Verse 7. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still place and will not go up unto them. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they said unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say us, thus, come up unto us, we will go.
Oh,
excuse me. See, I had to burp. Now, it seems as if I have the hiccups. The Lord has delivered them into our hands, and thus shall be a sign unto us, and both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrew out of the holes where they had hid themselves. And the men of the garrison, a garrison is a troop of like an army, answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, and the Lord has delivered them into the hands of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and that they fell before Jonathan. And the armor bearer slew after in the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it was half acre of land, which a yoke of ox now plow, and there was a chunk. Verse 14, and that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, in half an acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host in the field and among the people of the garrison and the spoilers that also trembled, and the earth quaked, and the earth was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked and said, behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then Saul said unto the people that were with him, number now, and see who, and when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring Ahiah, his name is spelled A-H-I-A-H, bring hither the ark of God, for the ark of God was that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise was in the host of Philistine went on and increase, and Saul said unto the priest, withdraw thy hand. And Saul said unto the people, there is with him assembly themselves. Let me start at verse 20 again. And Saul said unto all the people that were with him, assemble themselves, and they came to battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a great discontinue. I believe that is a great hurt or whooping. And the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time went up with them into the camp up there round about Eben. Also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel which hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. But for the Lord saved Israel that day. In the battle, Israel were distressed that day. The psalm had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth airy food until evening, that I may be avenged of my enemies. So none of the people taste any food, and all that of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground, and the people were come into the woods. Behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath and heard not when his father charged the people with an oath. Therefore, he put forth the end of the rod of that was in his hand and dipped it in the honeycomb and put his hand to eyelids and large. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eat any food this day. And the people were faint. When then said Jonathan, my father has troubled the land. See, I pray ye, eyes have been enlightened, because the taste of this honey, how much more if happily the people eat freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found when they were not much. Let me read that sentence again. People have eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found, for had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines. And they smote the Philistines that day Mishmash to Elchalon, and this spell AIJALON, and the people were very faint, and the people flew upon the spoils, then took the sheep and oxen and calf and slew them on the ground, and the people did eat them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, behold, the people sinned against the Lord, in that they did eat that with blood. And he said, ye have transgressed all a great stone unto this day. And Saul said, disperse. Another word for disperse is spread or scatter yourselves among the people, and say unto them, bring ye hither every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slay them dare and sin not against the Lord in eating with the blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night and slew them there. And Saul built an altar unto the Lord. Excuse me, sheep. And I will pick up this Friday at chapter 14 of Samuel to verse 35. We will continue this lesson on Friday. Let us have a word of closing prayer. Father in heaven, for giving us this day to come to your sheep and to read a little bit of what Samuel is talking about. And hopefully we will finish that part this Friday coming. As in Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. Remember James 14 and 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all next Friday. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. And you, if you have a chance, I want you to purchase from iTunes and Google Play and Apple Play this song, High and Lift It Up. Talk to you next week. I mean, this Friday.